All right. Let's get her done. Here we go. Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 282. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We bring apps to the show, maybe some apps you guys have not heard of before you can install on your phones, devices, etc. But we also like to encourage listener feedback. And you guys write us, you guys send us voicemails, we read them, we play them, and that's what we're going to do on this show. This is a listener feedback show. Let me introduce the co-hosts of the show, and then we'll get started reading some emails. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podlist.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve. Not much, I will say. I thank everyone for their emails. My Lord, do I thank you. There's a lot of them.
And also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. And that site, if you have not visited it, goes to what now these days, Eric?
Currently, it's the biggest redirect on the internet, and it's going to podnuts.com/AAA. But soon it will be it'll be up for grabs. It'll be the redirect to other things.
You mean able to be rented? Not they can't have that domain name.
Right.
It'll be basically renting it out for redirecting to anybody's site then.
Yeah, dinimedia.com will be up and available to be for your redirection like
needs. Yes.
Well, I'm just letting people know you're going to have to outbid me.
Well, okay. Well, there is one guy on the list so far. he's not ready. His site's not live. As soon as it does go live, we'll have to start the bidding. But he already has some money he's got some skin in the, what do you call that?
The game.
Skin in the game?
Yeah.
That's our friend with the mugs. He hooked me up. When he gets a site going, he wants a redirect.
Does Joe mind if we promote him, Dora?
I don't think he's ready for promotion yet.
But I don't think he's fully prepared yet.
Okay.
And I'll say, I don't know if I can compete with mugs. I think Joe pulled out his trump card on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't compete with mugs.
I can't.
Kevin writes, oh, wait a minute. By the way, did I say buy t-shirts this show? I can't remember.
No.
There's probably like, by the time this show airs, there's probably one day left to get your AAA t-shirts. Go to podnuts.com/AAA t-shirt. Podnuts.com/AAA t-shirt. If we haven't made our goal yet, I'm officially begging you to buy one to help us make our goal. They're awesome. You'll love them. Guaranteed. All right. This first email is from Kevin. It is 7 miles long, so I'm just going to read the condensed version. He says, hey guys, longtime listener, first time sending in an email. Sorry for the long email. I recently started listening to Android App Addicts podcast and love the rapport you guys have and the useful Android app application discussed on the podcast. I am starting to listen from episode number one and nice. Trying to catch up on the archive stuff. I download about... What?
That's smart.
It's very smart. It's a chore, though. That's a lot of shows. And back then, those shows were hour and a half, remember? Maybe two hours?
Yeah.
I download 10 at a time, and I use the Presto feature that was suggested to speed things up 1.6x speed. That's commendable. That's for me, that's fast. What do you think about 1.6, Dor?
This is only stage one. You know, he'll soon be up to 1.8, and then 2.0, and then he might go up to 2.2.
Right. I can't do it. I have to go the other way. I have to slow him down. If I adjust the speed at all, it's down.
He says, as I'm going through the older episodes, I'm hearing some stuff I wanted to comment on, but not sure if it was addressed in later episodes, but I wanted to bring them up now while they're still fresh in my mind. Gosh, there's so much, Kevin. Kevin, if you haven't posted this in the AAA club forums, the private club, post this in there and you'll probably get much more response. I'm just going to read some of it, okay? He says, door-to-door geek mentioned about not wanting to renew his phone with Verizon because of fear of losing the unlimited data. I think this was near the end of 2012. I'm in the same boat in that I don't want to lose my grandfathered in unlimited data feature. However, I found out you can actually retain your Verizon unlimited data while still upgrading to a new two-year plan to get a new phone at a discount or free. I upgraded my phone at a Verizon affiliate, non-corporate Verizon dealer. I chatted with the representative that worked at this Verizon affiliate about wanting to upgrade but not wanting to lose my unlimited data, and he informed me that he was able to complete the upgrade and still retain the unlimited data. He had to do some manipulation with my account and restore the unlimited data once it was upgraded. Basically, I got lucky and chatted in a friendly manner with this young gentleman, early 20s, and he was nice enough to let me in on the inside secret. Hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. Very cool, Kevin.
Everybody go to Verizon, and when they try to steer you around.
No, they've quashed this again. About a month ago, maybe a month ago, Verizon announced there is now no way around it. When you have unlimited data, you cannot do anything and get a phone. You cannot switch accounts. You cannot do anything. Any adjustment to that unlimited data plan, whether it's a Verizon person or a contract person changing the phone on it, you will lose your unlimited data. Every way to do it for the last 2 years has required the buy-in from the person on the other side of the cash register. I was never able to find anybody on the other side of the cash register who was willing to work with me. So I kept having to buy stuff on my own.
So why are they going back to the AOL model? Are the bytes that expensive now that they can't offer more than certain gigabytes without it costing them way too much money offer it to you?
My belief is they know the quantity of data is only going to increase over need. The people's needs of the quantity of data is only going to increase over time. So what I think their logic is, we lock them down now. We only bother probably 20%, 30% maybe of the people. But over time, everyone's going to outgrow that need. Thus, we can then charge more for more data. I think it's a long-term goal of having an opening to increase fees as demand goes up.
Here's the thing. I don't think it's going to happen like that, because I think that there's too much competition and other companies are going to try to be the lowest. And I think the prices are going to kind of stay where they are now, but the gigs are going to go up. Like maybe in 2 years, you could get I'm on like a 3 gig plan. I could probably get a 10 gig plan for what I'm paying right now. So I don't think the prices are going to go up, Dor. This is my prediction.
I don't think they will either, just because I did see even yesterday walking into a Walmart to look at layaway stuff. I think it was a Verizon thing.
What does that mean? I don't get that. What does that mean? Look at layaway stuff.
What other people put on layaway?
No. Look at stuff.
You go back in the racks, in the back.
We couldn't afford stuff outright for the kids. So we go there, we put, like $10 on it now. And then before Christmas, we come pay it off. We don't have to worry about fighting in line.
There's like a section or something of layaway stuff. I couldn't figure out what you were talking about.
No. Just go find a good set of Legos, put them in the back.
Gotcha.
But as soon as we walked in, there was a little sign that said, for now for free, double your download quantity. So for the price of 2 gigs, you can get 4 gigs. For the price of 3 gigs, you can get 6 gigs. So they're already starting to let up on it. And I don't think they have a choice. I think people like T-Mobile offering $80, unlimited, is going to drive the rest of the industry, I hope, at least.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. Kevin, thank you for this email. Like I said, post it in the AAA Club, because there's a bunch more he wrote, and it's good stuff, and you guys could read it there. His battery's 100%. He's on a Droid X. Wait, he went from a Droid X to a Samsung Note 2 to an LG G2 to an LG G3. Good for you, Kevin.
Nice.
Good move.
I'm just happy I'm locked in with my unlimited for at least the next 2 years, I think. They would let me keep it as long as I didn't change anything in my plan, but I could still get a different phone.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah.
Until that's like being in your 20s and eating as much as you want. Enjoy it. Lauren writes, my wife and I often get pics sent from one of our family members and want to share them with each other. We have been recently using Photo Swipe. That's FOTO swipe. You choose the picture or pictures you want to share, press on it for a second, and swipe it to the other device. It works well for us. Love your show. Had a hard time listening to the Edith Young from Dolphin podcast because the audio was difficult to listen to on her audio. Thank you for that. I wish I would have heard that earlier. I'll see what's going on with that. I think her volume was a little loud, but
I think she had a lapel mic. And we're all on condenser mic, a little more equipment here.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Photo swipe, FOTO swipe. Check it out. Next one's from Todd. Todd writes, Well, he puts a link to Sloth Launcher. Thought I would share a new launcher I've been tinkering with last week or so. It's called Sloth Launcher. While I'm not sure about the marketing strategy behind the name, it's a unique launcher. It combines a location-based launcher with a side launcher. It was on sale for half off on October 31st, so I went ahead and purchased the pro version for 99 cents. Todd also writes a bunch of stuff. Todd, post this in the AA Club and let people know about this app. I'm going to try to get through as many emails as I can today, so I won't be able to read everybody's fully. But check out Sloth Launcher. It's actually now, I think, $1.99 in the Play Store. Keep it going, boys, says Todd.
I want to give an update. If people, as of yesterday, and I should look this up now, it was free in the Amazon store yesterday.
Ooh.
And I actually bought it yesterday for free. I'm like, oh, I remember Todd writing an email about this one. I'm going to grab it. I did. I installed it real quickly and then took it off. I didn't get a chance to really play with it, though, like I wanted to.
Well, I'll say it's interesting. It's almost like Tasker-esque, where you can set an event where I plug in my headphones and now Sloth Launcher appears on the side with apps geared for my quote-unquote headphone use. It's an interesting app. Very interesting app.
That's cool. Cool. I didn't get a chance to use it, but I'm glad you guys did. Todd writes us again and says, check out Text Later. Hey guys, I wanted to share an app I've been using for a couple years, but never crossed my mind to share it. Text Later is a very simple text messaging scheduling app. When I first installed it, I couldn't determine what I would really use it for. Then I found a great use. I can send a text message to my wife while she's on her lunch at work before I even leave for my job. No, it's not time travel. I know her lunch break is between 1 and 2 p.m. I also know that I'll be in the middle of loading my truck at that time and probably won't remember to send her that thinking of you message that earned me those brownie points.
Right.
That's awesome. Keep up the good work, says Todd. Check out the text of the developer's Play Store link. Check out the text of the developer's Play Store link. What's that mean?
I guess in the text in their screenshots. I will say this. I'm not sure if this is, but this sounds a lot like the app Sean Johnsoni brought.
Yeah, I remember there was one like that. I do.
Yeah, where he could send a link to his wife, schedule it so when he was already at work kind of thing, he could send it to her.
Was that something that was just built into the MyUI?
It was, but then he went to a non-MyUI ROM and he needed to find the quote-unquote solution for it.
Who wrote this one here? Who is this person here? Mark writes, hey, you guys, here are two apps that I find useful on my Samsung Galaxy Note 4. They should work fine with any phone or tablet with a stylus or a finger. My Script Calculator. Get a handy but powerful calculator app for your Android with My Swift Calculator. Let me post it in the chat here for you guys. For you guys who are watching live and deserve to have it. There you go. Get a handy but powerful... Oh, My Script Calculator is a free app for the Android by Vision Objects, which lets you perform math operations just by using your handwriting. The next one is My Script Smart Note. The developers of My Script Calculator have just released a new app that, again, takes advantage of the same scary accurate handwriting recognition. Instead of doing math, this app is for taking notes. It works best with the stylus, but your finger gets the job done too. The app can even tell the difference between a stylus and your hand, allowing it to do a reasonably good palm rejection. It's pretty cool. If I'm not reading your full emails, guys, like I said, post them in the AA Club and let everybody in on the goodness that you guys have imparted. But that was from Mark. Thank you very much, Mark. Any comments before I move to the next one, boys?
I love the idea of taking handwritten stuff and being able to convert it on the fly into a mathematical formula, but I don't have no stylus, so.
Yeah, I don't have no stylus either.
Well, you could use your finger, I think.
You can.
Or the end of a stylus pens are everywhere. Hey, if I could go back to Todd's real quick text later, I think what he was referring to in the text of the app, which is a great idea for this app. If you've only used it for one thing, schedule all the birthdays of the people that you're going to forget but are important to you to text them happy birthday on the birthdays.
Wow.
And you never have to do it.
Wow. That is a good idea. And if that's what he was talking about, now I know why he wrote that. Here's the thing about birthdays. There's some people. What?
I don't know, but here comes something.
There's some people who think it's really rude to not wish somebody a happy birthday when it's their birthday. There's other people who don't care at all. I'm of the mind where I don't like go around like going out of the way to wish people happy birthday unless they're like, it's like my mom, dad, or my brother. So I'm not going to use it for that. But they're for the people who do have to feel like they have to wish everybody happy birthday who they know, otherwise they're kind of like doing a wrong act. It's great for them. What kind of people are you guys?
Yeah, I would forget everybody's birthday except for maybe my parents.
I'm sure. Not going to lie. I never remember my parents' birthday. I do remember my wife's, though, and that's because there's a mathematical equation to it. Me and Steve went over this on one of the next For the Rest of Us episodes. And because there's a mathematical, because, you know, 2 + 7 = 9, and I know that, I know exactly when her birthday is. I will say there are some people in the population who get mad at you when you do remind them it's their birthday because they don't like getting old. So I would say, like the Knights Templar in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, choose wisely because you never know who you're dealing with.
Is your wife's birthday January 3rd, 1945?
No, that makes no sense. How could that add up?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, December 3rd, 1945.
12/3/1945? How's that? What are you talking about?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No. Eric, here's the thing.
Nine in there.
My wedding anniversary is 010104. 0101 is January 1st. I can't forget that. It's January 1st. 0101. That's 4 digits. 0101. So the year is 2004. 0101, 2004. That has a mathematical equation, some logic to it. And I know.
So when your wife was born, what did you do to her to make hers come out right?
Nothing. But when I heard what her birthday was, then I said, now I feel comfortable with marrying you because I can remember your birthday.
Are you going to tell us the equation or no?
I already said
it. That probably wouldn't be proper, would it? Because then we'd know how old she
is. I already said her birthday once on the air, so I don't care. Look, it's
okay.
7/29/77. 2 - 9 = 7, and the bookends are sevens. The month is 7, the year is 77. 7/29/77, because you can't do 92 as the day, so it has to be 29. 7/29/77.
I'm lost. I'm glad you figured it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
All right. Soham writes, CPU spy, app recommendation. Hey guys, I've been trying to tweak my phone as much as I can to get the most battery without rooting it, waiting for Lollipop. And I came across this app called CPU Spy. This app allows you to see what speeds your processor is clocking in at and for what time. It's free in the Play Store. Keep up the great work, guys, and I love listening to your show. From Soham. Very cool, man. And it's called CPU Spy.
I know Steve's trying to get this done quick because all these emails, but look, I gotta say this. Soham, thank you.
Definitely chime in. What's up?
Well, Soham, so guys like Soham, guys like Mark, guys like Todd, I seriously can't thank you guys enough. Like at least half the apps you guys mentioned, I've either never heard of or I literally forgot they were even around, kind of thing. Soham started a website, AndroidEnthusiast.tk, where he's going to try to do some blogging and stuff. He's submitted a couple emails. When we read that email, I'm going to put that email in the newsletter for that day when that show comes out. I seriously want to encourage this guy to keep moving forward, keep doing good stuff. So, Soham, thank you very much.
Yeah, Soham. What's the name of the blog again?
Android Enthusiast.
Ah, that's right. He was trying to like get it off Blogger or do something with the domain name.
Let's just say Podnuts hooked him up.
Sweet. Yeah, and anybody starting a blog or a website, this is not my strong suit, but this is the key. Be patient. It might take months and months and months to get traction. Maybe not if your marketing's good, but be patient. Don't give up. You know, eventually,
never
if it's
give
good
up.
Stuff, it'll eventually catch on.
Never surrender.
JQ Noyan writes, "Hello, guys. In one of my recent AA episodes, a listener wrote in to ask if anyone knew of a podcast catcher app that would allow him to automatically download, retain, and delete a certain amount of episodes per individual feed. And if I understood correctly, he also wanted the app to be able to sort his playlist according to his preference. Well, good news. The old and trusty Beyond Pod podcast manager allows you to automatically download any number of episodes of one feed and retain it for however long you want to, while doing the same for a different podcast feed. As far as sorting goes, there is a feed list sort order by date or name. There's also a preferred feed view where you can see those just designated as my where you can just see those designated as my episodes or all published feeds. Then you also have the option of whether or not to hide read or played feeds. So it looks like Beyond Pod will do it. Once again, the app was Beyond Pod Podcast Manager.
Right.
And so is that Beyond Pod Podcatcher? Is that the same thing or is this a different one? No, it's Beyond Pod.
Basically. Yeah, it's Beyond Pod. Okay. Same, I believe it's the same one. And this was another one of those emails where when I read it, I said, dude, this is, you really went over above and beyond. Can I send this out in the newsletter? And Jay said, yeah. So yeah, good.
Sweet.
Yep.
Jay rocks. Mm-hmm. Dan writes, ooh, another podcatcher suggestion. Hey guys, Beyond Pod is a possible solution for Tim in episode 273. It has the ability to specify the amount of saved podcast for feed per feed. Also, Beyond Hot Pod has variable speed listening built in. Have fun, Dan. Thanks, wow. Dan.
I'd say Beyond Pod for the win, man. Two of our listeners both recommended it for the same problem.
Yeah, in a row. That's the winner. Even though I'm such a dog catcher fan right now. Can't help it.
Oh, yeah.
You and me both.
I'm still in the podcast addict.
Yeah? I don't even want to try anything else at this point. But one day I will. All right. Lord Drakenblut writes, gentlemen, I'm writing to give a recommendation and review of the Android app and website SoundGecko. Dory, you talked about this.
This was the right one. I just couldn't help myself last week. I had to at least mention it. This app is genius. That's all I got to say.
Is what?
Genius. Genius.
Oh, that word didn't come out for me.
No, I didn't hear him either. This app is, and I'm like, oh man, I must've got booted off the internet.
You know, what's going to sound weird. It's going to be on the recording.
Yep. And you guys are going to sound crazy.
All right.
Thought we landed on a comet or something right there.
He writes, SoundGecko is a service which converts websites to audio files for you. You have to sign up for an account first and foremost. Using just the free version, you can quickly and easily use the share menu from Android to share website to the SoundGecko app and have an article automatically converted into an audio file. Very cool stuff. Dork covered a bunch of this. He goes over a lot more details. Like I said, post these emails, all these emails, guys. Post them in the AAA club, and people really get a lot out of this. Overall, this is a great app/service allowing a busy person to listen to articles they want to without having to stop to read them. I highly recommend at least using the free version and consider upgrading to the pro version if you really have a lot of stuff you want to keep up with. Awesomeness. That sounds like a really innovative, cool app.
Well, thanks, Lord. Am I spelling Gecko wrong? Like SoundGecko?
GECHO. All one word.
No, CK.
CK. Sorry, what did I say?
I think you said H.
Whatever.
H.
GECKO.
Okay.
Here's the gimmick. Basically, this is like Pocket, where you can bookmark something, but when you bookmark it, it converts it to audio, and you can play it on the web page or download the audio for later. It also has an email address, go@soundgecko.com, where you can send stuff like PDF files, and it will do the very same thing. This is an extremely good application for someone like myself who does not enjoy heavy reading, or you just hear about a really good posting of a really good review or a really good online tutorial with text, and you just don't have the time to read it. You can literally just send the link, get the audio, listen to it on your way home or while you're doing laundry or whatever. I'm a big fan of this service, and I'm okay with paying a monthly fee for it as well, as long as it stays alive. Now, super quick side mention, If This Then That supposedly is going to have a paid monthly membership available to it. It's the kind of thing that I highly encourage you, if you use If This Then That, when they do make this available, this monthly subscription thing, consider it. Please consider it, because without people paying for stuff, I don't see how stuff's going to stay free forever.
Yeah, I agree with you, definitely.
Except for, of course, podness.com.
Oh, people pay. They pay with their time. Dan writes, "Hey, Steve, Eric, and Dor, I have a task that I have to do on the last day of each month. I want to add to my calendar to remind me, but there's no way to tell Google Calendar to schedule events for the last day of every month, since the months have different lengths. Are you aware of any calendar program that can do what I want? Thanks, Dan Gardner, San Antonio, Texas."
Oh, I'll have to look back. I did have one. I think I emailed him too.
Today Calendar, I believe, is the one that you said. Oh no, I'm sorry. A Calendar Plus.
Yeah, A Calendar Plus does it. Today Calendar, I wish did it. It didn't though. Yep.
Cool. There you go, Dan. Yeah. Hooked you up.
And for calendars, I gotta say, out of all the calendars I've used, this Note 4 calendar from Samsung is nice. It's got your— all I want is my appointments written out. So I, not only do I see a block of color that something's going on, but I want to know what it is. And it does that.
What? You mean regular calendar doesn't do that?
The Google Calendar is just like little colored squares. When I would look at the month view.
Month view. Okay, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I'll say you're not the first person, Eric, who said, a.k.a. Mr. Liam Tidwell, got himself a OnePlus One. And he booted up. He said, "I love it. How do I get the calendar app off of my old Samsung phone onto this phone?" So there, you are not the only one who I hear really do like that Samsung calendaring app. So
I might get a Note 4
for all of the touch whizzy crap that makes me sick to my stomach. Supposedly,
is it a lot of touch whizzy crap on Note 4?
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's touch whiz. It doesn't come preloaded with tons of apps. I mean, there's a Samsung area where you can download all kinds of stuff that probably came on all the other phones.
KeysCast?
No, it's still TouchWizzy. Okay. Yeah, and I supersize with Liam about that, man. This is a nice calendar.
You supersize with him?
That's what he said. Yeah. Supersize. I was just going to let it slide.
Corey writes, "Hey guys, let me start by saying I love the show. I wanted to tell you about a launcher I found on my G Plus called Launcher X. It's still beta, so it's a bit buggy, but it has a lot of potential to be cool. Have a great day, Corey." Thanks, Corey. Launcher X. Did we talk about that, guys? I can't remember.
I don't believe so. And I'm looking through the emails right now because I really was hoping he would give a link.
No link.
Get one.
No link. You mean Launcher X doesn't show up as Launcher X?
Well, I'm afraid...
Is it the Go Launcher EX?
Well, no. See, here's the thing. Names are never... I mean, as far as... Google knows how to do search, but apparently they don't know how to do the search in their own app store. And I'm afraid that there really is something called Launcher X, but for some reason, I'm not typing it right, or I'm not capping something right, or whatever, and I'm not finding the same one. Because I'm like Eric.
He says it's beta.
I do see Go Launcher X, but that's EX. That's literally spelled EX, not X. So I have
put
no
an X
idea.
In email. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Corey, if you can elaborate on that, that'd be sweet.
Or send us a link. Links are lovely. I love links.
Links are so good. They take you places.
Links are lovely.
Last email here for today is from Mac. He says, "Hello guys, can you recommend an app for using your second Android device as a microphone? The idea is so I could leave my tablet listening / recording / streaming at home connected to my Wi-Fi, but hear what's going on while I'm at work on my mobile phone via 4G, kind of a secret babysitter monitoring device. I'm your long fan, AAA club member, obviously, but hadn't had much luck with the Sony smartwatch and G-Watch, so I thought I'd ask if you still happen to have one of those inbox invites. I'm excited for it, but I think I'm in for a long wait." That's from Mark, not Mac. Mark, This was sent 8 days ago. He might have got one by now, but if not, do we have any invites left? For
they got in. I sent them a invite thing.
Oh, cool, man. Cool.
I'll just say, I don't know of any app that does what you're looking for. I'm sure there's like babysitter. I'm sure there's babysitter type apps that do it, but the main reason I don't know about this, and this is like, okay. A guy asked me, he said, look, I want to be able to take a spreadsheet or a Word document that has a bunch of people's names and addresses in it, and I want to put it into a system and I want to get their email address back out of it. I said, look, I understand what you want, but you do understand what you want is almost stalker-like evil. So it's not, it isn't the kind of thing that I just openly tell people how to do because it's stalker-like, and he did not get it at all. This is a little bit, this kind of app request is a little bit dirty because you are asking, can I have the ability to spy on someone? So I encourage you to look for like the babysitting type apps. I've never heard of an app except for the NSA itself that where you can basically just turn your phone into a live hot mic for a length of time and then remotely monitor it.
In Illinois, it's illegal to monitor someone else's audio without listening, without asking them permission. Even like security cameras around here, we have to have them muted all the time. Now, I've brought an app in the past that was video like this because I remember I had it set up in my shop where I had an extra Android device just sitting there in the window, and I could broadcast live video, and I could like log into it, you know, and check it out, and post it on a website live. But there's got to be something out there. If they've got live video doing the same thing, there's got to be something that does live audio. Just be careful with it.
Well, and that's the thing, IP camera stuff, just like, I don't know, I can't pronounce the name in the chat, said there are plenty of those out there, but I don't know about mic only, or if there's any IP camera things that also do mic, but I know there's plenty of camera stuff out there.
What about your own house? Like, say he wanted to just put this in his own house. It's still illegal in like your state, Eric?
In my state, yes. I believe if you're caught doing it to your babysitter without consent and no crime was committed, you can be charged. Now, I'm sure if the video finds the babysitter was beating your child, the cops will overlook it. You know what I mean? But you have to literally announce and get consent before you hit record. Gotcha.
I see.
Yeah, well, I've been told in the past when submitting evidence to go back and please mute the audio before you submit the evidence. That you can't give it to us with audio.
Wow. That's why I always get those calls. This is an attempt to collect the debt. Any information gathered will be used towards that purpose. Oh, you guys don't get those calls?
I don't pick up the phone. Oh,
I get them a lot. Every day. They must like me.
The girl at Card Service called me the other day on my cell phone. I was a little excited about that. Can't remember what her name is. It's the same chick that's always called, though.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, this is Gloria at Card Services. There's not a problem with your account, but...
But.
Interesting.
Click.
All right. Well, this collector is very crafty. It's from a different number almost every time in a different state. So you never know who it's going to be. Anyway, that's going to be it for today's episode of Android App Addicts. Thanks, you guys. Thank you guys for writing in. Did you want to say anything before we end off, Door?
I love you guys. Thank you very much for all the support.
Eric?
Hey, get a t-shirt. And do your Christmas shopping at podnuts.com/Amazon.
Good calls. All right, that's going to be it, boys and girls. See you guys next time.